819, lots of problems to talk about out there. Let's see if Andy can steer us around them.
Well, one that you've been needed to avoid all morning, but many people aren't able to. It's 201 freeway between 56th and Bangor Highway. That eastbound drive continues to be slow. I'm seeing it in the best shape it's been since early this morning, but it will still add an extra 5 or 6 minutes to your drive time if you take it. From Tooele County, stay on I-80. Northbound I-15, it's still backed up between Bluffdale and 12300 South in the construction, but after that, I only see slowing around 106 South. Eric Butler.
And you still have this accident just just west of the 215 West Belt. This is over in West Valley City, right at 3500 South. All of the vehicles are over in this kind of field next to the belt route, so you shouldn't really have any trouble negotiating your way around there. And you have another southbound accident on the same 215 belt route, the West Belt, as you go by 1300 South. Heather?
Southbound I-15 is stop and go between 56 South and Roy and the 650 North exit in Clearfield. And the northbound side of I-15, stop and go from 700 South to 650 North. This is all due to an accident. It's in the median, and you've got lots of emergency vehicles trying to clean that up. That's what's causing the delays in both directions. And then as you continue south on I-15, a crash in Centerville, one at the I-215 North interchange, and slowing all the way into downtown Salt Lake. Plan your greater escape to the Utah Shakespeare Festival, featuring performances of Broadway hits like Mary Poppins or Shakespeare classics like Much Ado About Nothing, plays, green shows, seminars, tours, and more. Visit bard.org. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.